This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The second Arihant-class submarine, INS Arigat, was commissioned into the Indian Navy yesterday at Visakhapatnam in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In his address, the Defence Minister expressed confidence that Arigat will further strengthen India's nuclear triad, enhance nuclear deterrence, help in establishing strategic balance and peace in the region, and play a decisive role in the security of the country. INS Arigat's construction featured advanced technology, special materials, complex engineering, and highly skilled workmanship. The presence of both INS Arihant and INS Arigat will enhance India's capability to deter potential adversaries and safeguard its national interest. The Tripura government has declared the entire state as natural calamity-affected area, even as the Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, is conducting on-the-spot assessments in the most affected places. The Interministerial Central Team, which began on-the-spot assessment for the losses incurred in Gomti and South Tripura districts, will visit Kowai and Sipahijala districts today, which were also battered by rains and floods. So far, 32 persons have lost their lives. Meanwhile, the flood water has contaminated water resources and therefore poses a high risk of outbreak of waterborne disease. The health department continues to conduct health camps. Also, the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation has issued standard operating procedures, SOPs, to mitigate the risk of waterborne disease and ensure safe disposal of waste. The officer trainees of the 2023 batch of Indian Foreign Service, IFS, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence yesterday. There are 36 IFS officer trainees in the 2023 batch from 15 different states and UTs. On the occasion, the Prime Minister suggested that they should always carry with them the culture of the country with pride and dignity and try to showcase it wherever they are posted. He discussed how the perception of the country is changing on the world stage. Mr. Modi also suggested the officer trainees to expand their engagement with the Indian diaspora when posted abroad. Moody's Ratings, the New York-based global rating agency, has raised its real GDP growth projections for India, forecasting a robust 7.2% growth for the fiscal year 2024, up from a previous estimate of 6.8% and 6.6% for 2025, up from 6.4%. The report attributes these revised projections to strong broad-based growth driven by resilient private consumption and improved business conditions. Moody's noted that the Indian economy grew 7.8% year over year in the first quarter of 2024 despite tight monetary policy and efforts towards fiscal consolidation. It also highlighted that both the industrial and services sectors are thriving as evidenced by the Purchasing Managers Index PMI remaining above 60 since the beginning of the year. Hockey India has announced that Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024 will begin in Rajgir, Bihar from 11th November this year. The event, a joint effort between Hockey India and the Bihar government, will take place at Rajgir Hockey Stadium between 11th November and 20th November. Last year, Hockey Jharkhand hosted the Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Ranchi, where India emerged as the champion. And that's the end of this news bulletin.